WaveSound Audiobooks presents Aussie, Aussie, Aussie by Ben Pobgee. Narrated by Jay Hackett. For John Clark. Still setting the bar. Introduction.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
The legendary cry that we happy products of the great southern land emit in order to inform the world that not only are we Australian, and not only are we present, but we are, above all, loud. When we gather in large groups to bellow these three simple words that are actually one simple word, we're affirming our identity and expressing our pride in the country we call home. But perhaps when we express that pride, we fail to think deeply about exactly why we feel it. What, after all, is so great about Australia? Is it the glittering beaches? The rugged outback? The inefficient reproductive systems of the fauna? Do we really express pride in our nation based only on the natural wonders offered by the landmass? Surely not. The real beauty of this country lies not in trees, seas, or cassowaries, but in the greatest resource that any country can have. Its people. For is not the story of Australia the story of the Australian people? One hopes so. Or else the story of Australia is just the story of a wide and distressingly dry slab of rock and some cuddly animals with eccentric child-minding protocols. The Australian people define Australia, create it, represent it, and make flesh the aspirations our young, ambitious nation has always had and never really managed to do much with. Without people, Australia would not be Australia. Every inhabitant adds something to Australia, makes it more Australian than it would otherwise be. But obviously there are some Australians who have left a greater footprint on the pan-seat of the world. As egalitarian as we pride ourselves on being, we would be naive to deny the inescapable fact that most of us are incredibly unimportant, while a few of us are very special. It is those special few who have done most of the heavy lifting in making the country what it is today, whatever that might be. This extraordinary minority is responsible for putting Australia on the map. Without them, maps would have a big blue empty space down the bottom and ships would constantly be startled by the massive continent they bumped into without warning. Great Australians come in all shapes and sizes, although mostly roughly human-shaped, and from all backgrounds. Some great Australians come from the city, some from the country, some from Perth. They come from every state, and often from different countries, driven to become Australian by the indefinable urge that tells so many of the world's people, I simply must go to a better country. Importantly, as this book is about to show you, great Australians...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?